Happy Thursday, sweet sis. I'm in your ear today, and I am dropping an episode that is going to be all about some of our top episodes here on the show. I wanted to do a refresh of the top episodes that you've enjoyed and listened to. I wanted to do that because we are approaching 50,000 downloads, and I wanted to share with you your most favorite. In case you need to circle back on some of the faves and you need an extra special listen today. So I'm sharing with you the top 7 episodes on the Her Best Self podcast of all time. Let's do this. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey there, hey, I am coming at you and it is rainy here in the VA. The weather is changing for sure. And I feel like maybe you just need to have an uplifted spirit today. Maybe you've had a long start to your week and you just need some inspiration. You just need some hope. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for spending your time with me. It truly is an honor. And while I say thank you, I just want you to know that as much as I bring blessing into your life, sis, you bring so much joy into mine. You see, as I was reflecting on almost 50,000 downloads of the show, I was thinking about an episode that could really honor all of the episodes on the show that have touched your life the most. If you're a new listener here, welcome. I hope you eat it up. I hope you binge episode after episode. I hope I speak right into your soul. And if you're a veteran, if you've been listening for a while now, I want you to know that every single listen blesses me in so many ways. What you can do to say thanks if you enjoy the show is to go out to Apple Podcasts and iTunes and rate and review the show because that's how we get more women to listen in. I want you to also come hang out with us in our private Facebook community, herbestselfsociety.com. You can find us over there. And if you've been looking for support, I'm going to start this show by inviting you in for more accountability, inviting you in to drop the fear, to let go of the chains, and to break free from your disorder. I want to talk to you personally. I want you to experience one-on-one support with me or one of my coaches. You can find out more at herbestself.co. All right, sis, we're going to get to it today. I wanted to share this episode with you to drop some of the best episodes that we've ever done on the show and the most downloaded episodes. I like to do this from time to time because I feel like it allows you to really soak in the good of the good. And it allows me to be able to say thank you for listening and encouraging you to listen to some of the ones that get the most comments, that get the most feedback, and that get the most listens. So if you're looking for some fun things to binge on today, some fun episodes, some repeats, I want to drop the top 7 right in your ear. The top episode of all time from 2022 and beyond is episode 83. Do the thing, the number one strategy that I used to heal my controlling relationship with food and how to face the unknown of recovery. Sis, if you're constantly searching for worthiness, if you are terrified to do the thing, if you're terrified to recover and do it wrong, and you realize you need to take your power back from the eating disorder and these unhealthy behaviors, this one is a must listen. And if you've listened to these before, I just want to welcome you to listen again because I swear I am a podcast listener. I love me some podcast time. And every single time I listen to a show I've listened to before, I learn something differently based on where I am in that moment and in that place. So I encourage you to listen to these again. This one is going to give you the number one strategy that I used, and that was to do the thing anyways, to apply the act It's one thing to want to change, but wanting just isn't enough. You're really going to like this one. The second most downloaded show of all time is episode 2, Disordered Eating versus an Eating Disorder. In this one, I share with you the differences between the two, and I share some solid research and stats that you'll want to check out. Plus, I talk about what constitutes disordered eating and what are some of the causes of an eating disorder. The third top downloaded episode of all time is episode 4, Peace with Food and What to Eat When You Don't Know What to Eat. In this one, I talk about my own personal journey of literally standing in front of the fridge multiple times during my recovery and going, what do I even eat? I don't even know what a normal portion looks like. I don't really know what options I'm allowed to eat. I haven't really been allowing myself many different things. And I share my personal menu with you and what you can do when you're standing in front of the pantry in freeze mode. You're gonna want to check that one out. The fourth top downloaded episode of all time is episode 8. The number one reason that you are stuck in those unhealthy habits with food and how you can break free. I talk all about black and white thinking. So many of us that have struggled with disordered eating and eating disorders, we have black and white thinking. We have this all or nothing mindset. This either this or that. We learn to live with this or that thinking. And the reality is, in order to experience recovery and to find out what it's like to be recovered, you have to learn to live in the gray. Thinking in black and white, it leaves you in the never good enough, constantly floundering and failing cycle, which will perpetuate the eating disorder. And sis, you're worth way more than that. Give this one a listen today. Number 5 on our list of the most downloaded episodes is episode 3, 3 Ways to Love Your Body Even When You Don't Yet. This one talks all about the false truths about your body and the lies and those beliefs that you've been believing for so very long, and how to honor your body right where you are right now, even if you don't love where you are right now. The 6th top downloaded show is episode 44, Intuitive Eating 101, Thriving versus Surviving, and what it looks like to live life unrestricted. I share the principles of intuitive eating in this episode and what it actually means to be an intuitive eater. So if you've been wondering, what does it look like to have a normal relationship with food, then you're going to want to tune in to episode 44. The 7th top episode of all time is episode 73, Anxiety and Disordered Eating. Food anxiety, body anxiety, social anxiety. If you struggle, sis, with any kind of anxiety when it comes to food, then this one is a must listen. And I heard so much feedback on that episode that I just had to make sure that if you have struggled or are currently struggling with anxiety and fears around food and the anxiety to eat in front of others or anxiety to even think about eating and the control that it has over your life, you're gonna want to re-listen to that one, friend. That is episode 73. Okay, I know I said I had 7 for you. I'm gonna throw you a bonus. The 8th top downloaded show of all time is episode 77. Girl, are you terrified to gain weight? Do you feel crippled with the mere thought of weight restoration and recovery? Sis, this one is the most commonly terrifying thing of all the things when it comes to eating disorder recovery. It's scary to be in a new body. What will other people think of you? What will you think of you? What will you do when you get there? In this episode, I share 4 steps for you to take to help you navigate the crippling topic of weight gain and what you're making that mean about you. This one is going to push your recovery forward, and it is going to allow you to deal with those thoughts if you've been living in a place of pure on terror to gain weight. So I hope that this roundup gives you listens for days and re-listens for days, because I am just so blessed to have your listen. I want you to know it's a true honor. And as we hit 50,000 downloads, I just want to send you an I love you, a recovery hug, and all of the good vibes. Because sis, it's not about if you're going to recover. It's about when. So keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep doing the hard work. Keep showing up on the hard days. And remember that you are so worthy of a life that is forever free of being chained from an eating disorder. Okay, sweet friend, listen to these. Go out and create the very best version of you. Bye for now.
Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.